Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Ernie,
and Jay.
And LGBTQIAAP+, as I understand it.
You know how long it took me to remember, you know, the first four, and now I got to remember more? Tell me what each one of those mean.
I will try. I'm not sure because there's three A's. Let's see, there's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
Questioning.
Intersex. Oh, queer, questioning, yeah. I already missed one. Intersex.
Whatever, yeah.
Asexual, ally. I don't remember what the third A stands for. And then there's
and
poly.
And you call yourself trans. You got to get in with, you got to get up with it, man.
And then there's the plus for everything else, presumably. Now, a lot of libertarians prefer to just say GSM for gender and sexual minorities.
See, that's what I think. This is how the conversation went when I have, you know, my audience and friends, and we talk about this, is that I always, you know, say I don't care because I don't care, you know. And for me, it is when I say I don't care what your orientation is. So because as a libertarian, you're just a human being with you should be treated equally under the law. And yeah, but I remember one of the shows I did when I was on Terran Radio in the studio at the radio station. They had a group wedding, a gay wedding in Phoenix. And this was before you could have gay weddings or gay marriage and so on. And my first question, I go, why would you want the state involved in anything anyway? When I got married, my wife in 35 years ago, oh my God, you know, when we got married in Pennsylvania, where she's from, and we go to our home in Phoenix, the contract changed because you change states. It's a different contract. And I go, whoa, 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 whoa. I have the most important contract that I have my entire life. I get married to someone, and without my input or permission or anything, the contract changed. Then Arizona came up with what they call a covenant marriage. So they had two kinds. You get married and you get a covenant marriage, and it was like more difficult to get divorced or something like that. You had to go through whatever crown hoops or something. And they were marketing that, you know, the right was, you know, religious communities, you know, come down and you could get your marriage changed to a covenant marriage. Be sure to bring your Social Security card, you know. And I'm like, what?
This is what happens when you do a transaction that involves the state as the medium of the transaction. It's that state, the state of Arizona, because you get a marriage license, is a medium between you and your wife there, an intermediary.
It's a forced menage trois with Uncle Sam on your wedding. It's like forced. Prima Nocte with the government.
I got married. I didn't get no license. I didn't get no government permission slips.
Yeah, no, that was one thing. A friend of mine, an attorney, in his second marriage, he just went down. She changed her name, you know, the same name, and they had a contract filed with the county recorder of, you know, this is our deal. Then I go, cool. I should be able to pick from a men's magazine one of 300 contracts or something. Where the licensing, I always want to know the beginning. Where did this start? And I think it was after the emancipation of the slaves in America after the Civil War. And then, well, you mean like black men can marry white women? We got to get a permission slip from somebody. And the same thing for gun control. So gun control and marriage, it was for the same reason. Somebody wanted to be able to control society, social and economic engineering from the beginning,
sure,
through the tax code. And I have my sister being single. I have two sisters, and I remember doing taxes, and she paid more than I would, you know, being married. I'm going, so there's like a social engineering, you know, monetary incentive for the crown to determine what your relationships are and how it's done. That, right there, that's the whole problem. Now, when they had this group marriage in Phoenix, I had a show, and then there was a big studio, and we had like 10 people, and it was like, you know, 4 or 5 couples, and they're all in there. One of the women, it was a lesbian couple, and I'm going, why is it that you want this? And she goes, well, because my partner, her family won't accept us. Until, and if we get a government piece of paper, well, gosh darn it, you know, it's official and shiny badge of, you know, we're
that's
married.
That's so sad.
Well, I know, that, the issue that mindset with, was just
the
so
the issue
up.
With family acceptance is a little bit worse than that, because her if they're not married in front of the state, that her wife's family, could keep her from being allowed into the hospital room.
Exactly.
And crap like that.
These are the problems.
Yeah.
That is, you know, the fact that it's more social and economic engineering. These
it's been
are
woven
the
into all of society
it,
at this
it,
point.
It needs to get unwoven.
Absolutely.
You know, so this, I want to
stop
be,
getting married.
You know, off that of the state.
Yeah, no, and that's why, you know, voluntarism and the libertarian philosophy, and we had a guy from the Green come in. I would have asked him a bunch of questions, you know, and go all Ark and Rose on him and have his head explode from cognitive dissonance. But, you know, you just need to have the right question. And I don't think people are thinking. And when he was saying, I don't like the logic of the liberty, you don't like logic or something? I mean, because our logic is, I think, logic. You know, we're asking the right questions. So the one of the practical things, when you name off all the initials, that where we got into, you know, I get problems with people, I talk about this. What I see is politically, they're trying, the left, I guess, you know, there's a grouping of minorities. Because what happens is if the Democrats lose 20% of the black vote, they can't win. And all of a sudden there's a bunch of minorities for Trump. You know, this is starting to shift over that way. And it seems like they're carving out. We got in San Francisco, there was a story that they were all proud of it, made a big press release in the mayor's office, and they had all these departments of the mayor's office, like 6 or 7 departments, and they were involved in spending $1 gazillion building condos for 13 homeless teens that were transgender. And it was just for them because they were claiming that they couldn't get housing or they didn't have the same something.
I think you're misunderstanding or underestimating the actual evil at play here. Like, one of the A's in that soup stood for ally, right? So if you're not already part of that soup because you're lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or whatever, then your sexuality, your identifier, your label is determined by your relationship to those people,
so
not by your
friend,
actual sexuality. You don't
I'm
get to be a straight person. You're not allowed to be straight. You can be an ally. And if you're not an ally, what are you? You're homophobic. You're transphobic. So they divided
define
the entire world into two sets of people. There's the LGBTQ crowd, and there are bigots.
This my first question. I always go, it's like with Israel or any other issue, you know, or government or something. I go, my first question is, am I allowed to not care? I just want to know if I'm allowed to not
no,
care.
No, that makes you transphobic.
See,
in those
that's
people's
my point.
Eyes.
It's
see,
amazing.
I don't agree with that. But
see, my thing is I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't have anything to do with how I, you know, want the government to act or interface with people. I treat them as individuals, but, you know, it's the ally thing. No, you're either with us or you're against us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always said, you know, I don't care.
It's evil.
If boys want to kiss boys or girls want to kiss girls, I don't care. I don't care what you do in your bedroom. I don't care what you do wherever.
Transphobe, you don't care.
I just don't violate my rights. The only thing I care about is you're not violating my rights and not violating the rights of others. Because if you really want freedom for yourself, you have to advocate for freedom for everyone else. And that's all I really care about.
That's why it's so insidious, though, is that they don't consider it violating your rights to punish you to some degree because you don't care. They consider you to be transphobic or homophobic or some kind of phobic or evil or hateful, some type of bigot. Simply because you don't care.
Yeah, and I don't care if they think I'm a whatever.
Well, you should care because it's the justification they use for repressing your rights.
And people who have that mindset, I mean, it's just like somebody says they hate me for some because I'm a libertarian, and I'm like, oh, too bad for you. I don't care. You know, It doesn't matter what they think.
You know, there's another thing when we come back in the next break is gender. They because gender is like a campaign to change the definition of gender, which used to mean, you know, like biological sex. You know, you have a sex, there's a Y or an X chromosome kind of thing. And I know there's some people that have both and you have problems, but or not, I mean, whatever it is. But the you have gender as a campaign to make gender a fluid, change the definition. So I want to talk about that when we come back.
Absolutely. 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on it? 855-453.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ernie.
And Jay.
And if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, well, you can make that happen now with AnyPay and earn passive income for every single purchase using cryptocurrency at those businesses. So finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards instantly. There's none of that waiting for weeks or months for your payout. Commissions are instant. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. Again, that's AnyPayInc.com. Awesome service, and I hope that it inspires you to go out there and get more people taking cryptocurrency so that we don't have to deal with the U.S. government's money and we can stop its wars.
I've done just that. I actually earned $84 so far, and I did it about 25 days ago.
Nice.
Because I set up a Bitcoin ATM or a vending machine at All in One, and they're accepting cryptocurrency. If certain people there, I think I'm working on them to get all set up with AnyPay, and I kind of showed them how it worked the other day, and they're like, "Oh, I like that," but yeah, I got money. I got $84. So that's cool.
Yeah, we went into that general store to get sandwiches. Yep. You know, Derek and I would just stop by to get something to eat. And I go, "Hey, there's a Bitcoin ATM right here. Awesome."
Yep.
You know, all right, that was you.
That was me.
Very cool. So you wanted to talk about gender,
okay, two things,
and sex.
Yep. Well, no.
Because I'm going to need you to, yes, you go first because I'm going to have to correct you and school you on the facts. But
oh,
okay.
Please. Thank you. That's why I'm excited about doing this. Two things. One, I see the in politics, I've seen this over the years with different issues, and I can see, do they really think that they're going to be voted in or out based on 13 transgender homeless teens that they're building apartments for? Is that what's going to make or break them? No. What they're looking at is the ally thing. Hey, we're the good guys. They're proud. You know, the mayor's office had 15 gazillion departments of, and kind of they're going to spend all kinds of money on this. Why? Because they believe that that is their voting block or something. And if you keep doing it, it's like they do it on sex. You know, it's men versus women, you know, minorities versus white. Then it gets to, I mean, just they keep segmenting because I get the impression they're trying to pull from the right, you know, the family members or somebody that is allied with, you know, some school of thought. And it's all they're going to rip off your money and spend it and whatever. And we got a new department of. And I'm going, I think that's what's going on, is that they're looking for voting blocks, and they make up it's identity politics. If they can get you identified with a certain group or anybody that allies with them, they're peeling off votes or support. And it's gotten to the point that I don't think it's working anymore, and it's going to be a blowback. And the blowback.
Well, we've seen the blowback. It's like Donald Trump.
Trump is the blowback.
Yeah.
And it's not Donald Trump was the – he was just a blowback. You know, I remember when we had Ron Paul, Levolution, were heavily involved in that, and we'd have presidential debate parties. And we just kind of continued into the 16 campaign, and a lot of the Ron Paul, Levolution, hardcore young guys are there, and you go – the media hates him. The Democrats hate him. Hell, the Republicans hate him. I think he's my guy for no other reason.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, think about it in terms of like elementary school dodgeball. And without getting into the point of how we got to this point, because all of that plays into it, but let's say you've got two teams being formed. One of these teams picks all the black kids, all the gay kids, all the lesbians, all of the non-straight, non-white, non-men to play on their team. Then the other team has who's left, which is the straight white men. So they start playing based on those rules, and they get upset when the straight white men start playing back on those same rules, playing the same type of identity politics game. Which is essentially what we see now. Oh, the white genocide and all of this other nonsense, it's just their own version of homophobia.
This is where libertarians and, you know, voluntarists come in, that they are, yeah, we're not identifying. You know what? We want anybody that just wants to be left alone. We're leave me aloneist over here. And they go, oh, thank God, man. We're over there. And everybody comes over, you know, and they're going, man, it's about time. And that's why I think the and social media, the banning, the demonetization of any freedom-oriented, this mindset, it's this logic that the green guy was, you know, complaining about, that it's growing really fast. I've been doing this for 30 years, since I was like 28, and I have seen an enormous change in thought. That's the threat, and that's where the internet, we knew this in the 90s, we're going, oh, this internet thing, man, ooh, go get some. Well, then here we have all these people that are able to share just this freedom. We don't care about this other bed. Seriously, I got to have Uncle Sam in my bedroom on my wedding night? I mean, you know, that logic is what's changing. And I think that they have to do the censorship and this repudiation of it and make you afraid of everything and don't think they don't be these crazy people because they're afraid of it. And when people just start looking at each other being treated equally under the law that they have, if you're going to have a law, and if you want the right of association is to not associate, what do I care? You know, if I had my restaurant, I used to say, look, man, you come to my restaurant, can I have a policy you have to be, you know, black with a gun? I mean, is that my right? You know, well, but if I said white, you know, that'd be, you know, no, well, you can't do that. It's there's no consistency. The other thing I wanted to do, and then we can go on to other stuff, but the gender argument, I thought gender and sex were the same thing. You're a gender. You're male, female, you're born, at least whatever. And it seems to me that there's a campaign to change the definition of gender. Because gender did mean that, I think, and that's the epistemology of it. But they want to claim gender so that they can say it's gender is a fluid thing. We got 57 and a half of them on Facebook or something. So I'm just wondering, you know, what your opinion is on this gender argument to change the definition of it.
Well, if anything, they're reverting the definition. The word gender, going all the way back to the to circa 1300, meant kind, sort, class, a class, or kind of person or things sharing certain traits. No mention of sex at all. The word wasn't linked to sex, in fact, until about the 1920s.
Okay, there you go. I feel better about it. Okay, fine, do whatever you be a creed. I was just wondering where this campaign came from. If there's, because it is a common word being used, and they want to, you know, do that. What definition? Where'd you get that from?
This is from etymonline.com. It's an etymology website for the study of history of words.
Awesome. Okay, now I'm.
And I was incorrect. It did become closely associated with the word sex much earlier. I was thinking about when it was first used to the term of sexual intercourse. That was in the 1920s.
The argument has been is that, you know, words mean whatever, you know, they want it to mean when they want it to mean. It could change, and its language is fluid, and that. And that was kind of the point why this campaign, they want, look, we want to have gender, because I know the next step is it's going to be in law.
Yeah. But according to the etymology of it, sex would be a type of gender, in that it's a way that people are stereotyped.
But biological sex and gender aren't the same thing.
But so would political leanings. Their gender is Republican. Their gender is Democrat, according to the classic
or Mandalorian
word. Yeah, or whatever. 855-450-3733.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate voted to acquit President Trump on both articles of impeachment. Democrats fell well short of the two-thirds majority required to convict and remove the president from office. The only Republican to vote for convicting President Trump on either article was Utah Republican Mitt Romney. After the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked how long the senator is going to be in the doghouse.
We don't have any doghouses here. The most important vote is the next vote.
Supreme Court justices will consider taking up a closely watched case on Obamacare. They'll do so during a private conference later this month. A lower court aims to strike down the entire Affordable Care Act, which Republicans have been trying to do for years. Hollywood screen legend Kirk Douglas is dead at the age of 103. Douglas was nominated for Academy Awards 3 times but never took home the gold. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Ernie,
and Jay.
So the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. But there's no need to wait, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allows anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I. Project.org. But before we get further into Ernie's questions, let's go to the phones. We got Marcus calling from Canada. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yeah, we got you.
I don't think you can hear us, though.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Marcus, thanks for the attempt, I guess. We could hear you. Presumably, you couldn't hear us, so.
He might have had his volume turned down or check your Skype call. Was it an actual phone call?
Yeah, it was two.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, back to
curiosity. You know, that's one thing, you know, you were talking off air, you know, how many questions and how detailed do I get to ask, you know, and your point about questioning is what?
Curiosity.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. And the LGBT community has made itself extremely hostile.
Well, isn't there a curiosity letter in there somewhere? By curious.
Questioning.
Oh, yeah, questioning.
But see, I was walking through a store several months ago, and some little kid looked at his mom and asks, is that a man or woman? And his mom, like, lightly slapped his head and said, shh, don't ask questions like that. And that bothered me. The reason her mom freaked out, or the kid's mom freaked out, was because so many trans people out there will flip out if you dare ask them this question. Here's just this curious child who wants an answer to their question.
Did you answer
him? Did you say anything?
I wasn't going to interfere with the mother raising her child.
Oh, smart decision. But I don't know. Ask her. You know,
I would have loved to have answered.
Well, what would you have said?
I would have said, well, I'm a trans person, which means that, like you, I used to be a boy. However, that didn't fit with me and what I wanted to be. So I transitioned and now present myself as female.
Okay, here comes the questions. This is, you know, something that I have not had an opportunity to. Whenever I have, so you know, it's not really, you know, relevant, whatever. But you're a public figure, so man, you're on this. Here we go. You know, my thing is that as you transition, so when we had, see, I don't even know. Like, Caitlin, I grew up with Bruce Jenner on the Wheaties box and decathlon athlete of man. He was the man's man of yoga whip ass. All of a sudden, now he's Caitlin. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, and the biggest thing that.
And a horrible role model for trans people.
You know, it was weird. And the first meme was this is crazy. They give him Woman of the Year. And then what's the meme? It takes a man to win Woman of the Year. You know, I'm going, seriously, you know, this. So I need to know, did he have his penis removed? Do we even know?
I don't know. I would presume that Caitlyn Jenner did.
I mean, is that when you transition, are you considered transgender? You're not considered transgender until you do or you don't. You got help me out with this because I don't even know what the classification is.
Because this is also where I diverge from a lot of people. A lot of people are going to disagree with me on these terms. I consider transsexual and transgender to be two different words. See, in modern society, transsexual is considered just sort of deprecated. You know, you're not supposed to say that anymore. It's transgender now. But no, as we were talking about, there are differences between gender and sex. So there would be a difference between transgender and transsexual, right? That's just logical. You can't have the same crowd going, no, gender and sex are different, but transgender and transsexual are the same thing. No, they're obviously not, right? So transsexual or transgender is someone who adopts the gender norms of a sex other than their own.
Oh, define norms, man. Right there, you lost me. So you go, transgender norms are what?
Transgender, no, they adopt the gender norms of a other than
what's
their.
What's a gender norm?
Women wear dresses and makeup. Men like steaks. Those are gender norms, right? They're not universally true.
Okay, I'm just, yeah, you know, I'm just, you know, they're, all right.
But they're norms.
All right, well, right? Yeah, okay.
So that's transgender. Once they undergo biological changes of some description, there are three categories, but they become transsexual at that point because they are changing their sex to some degree.
So you mean like taking hormones?
Yes.
Okay, and what about penis removal or
that's one of the three types. Whatever. There's non-op, pre-op, and post-op. Non-op are those who do not intend to have what they call bottom surgery, sexual reassignment surgery, getting their penis removed.
They're not required to have hormone injections either, or?
If they don't have either surgery or hormonal injections, then they're not transsexual. They're transgender. Like a drag queen.
Got it. Okay. So transgender is someone that identifies or presents as a woman, you know, or a woman being a man, whatever, but there's no hormones or surgery.
Right.
That's a gender thing.
Very much like a permanent drag queen sort of thing.
Got it. Okay.
Or maybe a temporary drag queen. You know, who knows?
Well, like RuPaul is very entertaining, and I'm just, you know, and you see, you know, in and out of costume, and I'm just wondering, is that just an act and that doesn't really count, or it's transgender? That, so you'd be transgender. I don't know if there's any been hormones or surgery or anything, because I never asked. See, I'm at today. We're learning. Today's the day. You know.
I don't know if RuPaul has had any hormones or surgery.
Okay, so you're
either.
Saying if you just take on norms, you whatever, you grow your hair long, you wear dresses, you put on makeup, and you identify and present as the other gender, you're transgender.
Right.
Transsexual, and there's...
Means you're doing something to actually change your body chemistry or your physiology to be more like the other sex.
That's transsexual.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And then within that, there's the non-op, pre-op, and post-op. And post-op has had the penis removal. Pre-op intends to. Non-op does not intend to.
Okay, so...
And presumably for female to male, they... plan to get a penis, or they don't plan to, or they have acquired a penis.
Well, that was Cher's son daughter. She was a woman that went men, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't know. Yeah. It does happen, though.
Yeah. No.
Female to male isn't talked about nearly as much as male to female is.
You know, this is another thing. I remember when I was younger, it was a big deal that there was a transsexual... A man that went woman that was winning at tennis. And it wasn't until later they found out that she used to be a man, but she had lovers that didn't know, you know. And I'm like, wow, man, that's pretty good surgery. And I'm wondering, you know, if orgasms are possible when you... I think it's like the penis is turned inside out or inside and it still has the gland. See, man, these are questions. I'm like, you got to help me out here.
I can't help you out. I'm non-op.
You are non. You've lost your initial on the whatever.
Well, I've always admitted to being
non-op. Well, all of those are what? Okay, this is one thing. All of these, you had the three that are transsexual. You have a transgender. So that's four classifications. Are there four initials or they all fall under one?
I tend to throw them all under one, just under trans. But then you have a lot of other people who consider just having gender identity disorder to be the equivalent of being trans. And they mess themselves all kinds of up. Like, I have people with full beards, ordinary dudes, telling me they want to be called female. And that they're trans. They're like,
there's
but
a famous
I'm transgender.
European guy.
You have to call me female, but you're not. You have gender identity disorder, but you're not trans until you're doing something to freaking treat that gender identity disorder. And you're not doing that. You're asking me to treat it for you.
Oh, good point.
And I'm not doing that. 855-450-3733. This is why the LGBT crowd does not like me. 855-453.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Ernie,
and Jay.
And we continue this conversation into the break, and it's been asked, you know, what is the right age to allow a child to transition? And man, that's such a messy...
Especially biological under-the-knife transition.
I imagine that's...
Well, you said you talk about the case in Texas. There was a divorced couple. They have a young boy. I don't know. He's like 7, 8, something like that. And he wanted to wear dresses. And, man, she just full embraced it. And we're progressive. And he's a girl now. And they wanted to, you know, hormone change, whatever. And the father went, whoa, you know. And the court ruled that they had to wait or something. And it, whatever.
Well, it was a bit murkier than that. There were no hormones being proposed. There was no puberty blockers or anything like that. The father refused to allow the child to wear dresses and refused to use the child's girl name. And the schools or the court system or someone told him that he had to. So he took them to court over that.
Yeah, that's like a Jordan Peterson thing. Can't make me say stuff, you know?
No, but I would hope that a father would want to.
That's a totally different issue.
It is.
I got the crowd coming in telling me as a dad how I got it. I'm like, who the hell are you, you know?
But, yeah, hormonal blockers, they don't typically start a person on hormones until they're in the age of puberty anyway.
And even that. What's your position on that?
Well, think about it. Their body is going to undergo physiological changes whether they like it or not. It's not like we're forcing anything onto them. We're just adjusting the path they're going to go down. But you do that like it's better somehow that they just progress down the natural path. Why? Nature hasn't done that much that's actually good. A great deal of nature is just screwing up. Nature just does what nature does. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, this age of consent thing. I know libertarians are... You know, when it's kind of, we have a website called piratewithoutborders.com, and we have letters of Captain Mark, and, you know, it's a pirate thing, decentralization down, you know, and so on. And one of the things, there's a medical one in there. Dr. Idris Barber gives his, you know, I wanted to be able to practice medicine, that, you know, things I knew my patients needed. I'm not allowed to tell them about certain drugs, legal or not. I'm not allowed to even talk to them about different drugs. I'm not allowed to. Screw that. I'm open ocean medicine. I'm pirate doctor. And one of the main points of that in there, I don't want the crown telling me what I have to do and what I can't do. You can't transition. You have to transition. You can't have this biological, you know, replace your arm with a, you know, $6 million man, you know, crush a skull with your hand. You have to. I mean, when you start getting into social, economic, and biological engineering by the force of a shiny badge, wow.
Well, I agree the government shouldn't be involved at any step of this. It should be a discussion between the parents, the child, and their doctor.
Who represents the child? I mean, can a child represent themselves at, you know, 8? And I'm going,
well,
no, some can.
At 8, it doesn't matter. They're not going to start puberty for at least 2 more years.
I don't need no life on me either.
Girl.
Nah, I don't want, yeah, you know, this is one reason a lot of, you know, libertarians and, you know,
but no decision has to be made until puberty is about to start.
You know, I think it's a good comment. Like when I first started doing radio in 03, I'm like one of the first libertarians on major media in Phoenix, and they're like, what the hell did that happen, you know? And my thing was, is I'm going, I love talking about the controversial issues, abortion, transgender, you know, just like this conversation here. Thank you very much for doing this.
Anytime.
And this is, you know, I had to come on the show and do it. But the asking these questions is what reveals the real philosophy. It's how you get there. Because I don't want any government inside with their fist up in the womb of my wife, daughter, mother, sister, kind of. And then you get to where, oh, yeah, but we got to, you know, be able to have abortion. Well, China's like, you have to have an abortion. You see, it goes both ways. As soon as you give them jurisdiction over the womb, well, they'll do whatever the heck they want. I don't want them to have jurisdiction.
More to the point about what age is appropriate, there's not going to be a one-size-fits-all answer for everyone.
All the more reason to get the crown out of it.
Yeah, and I don't think, but I mean, what if your 12-year-old wanted to consent, and the government, I mean, wanted to consent to a sex change, or wanted to transition, get the bottom surgery later, who knows, whatever the details are, and the crown wasn't involved in it at all, you know? How would you feel about the decision of someone who said, okay, we're going to let this 12-year-old make this decision of their own accord?
You know, that is a relationship between me and my children. You know, I have 4 children and 12 grandchildren. I'm expecting something's going to be weird happen in my life one of these days, you know. And I got that coming. So I'm you know, you'd be supportive of the individual. You want to help. You want them to be happy. You want to, you know, but you want them to be long-term happy. You don't want to make permanent decisions at a young age when they have it. And then, you know, I don't know.
That's where it gets murky, because undergoing biological puberty is going to render permanent changes to their body anyway. And if they're correct that they do want to be the other sex, then that going through puberty for those 6 years is going to permanently alter their body in a way that they could have prevented.
Yeah, there's a lot of other factors. This is something with Jay, you know, we were talking about before on my show, is that a lot of chemicals.
Well, yeah. So at Alt Expo this past weekend at Liberty Forum, there's a guy named Thomas McLeod. And actually, we need to mention we're going to do a vaccine summit here in New Hampshire. We should talk about that a little bit tonight.
Yeah, the first weekend of June.
So anyways, this guy Thomas McLeod was talking all about just vaccines and just a whole bunch of facts. And, you know, he had a bunch of great information. This guy's done a ton of research. So I said, hey, so he has all these signs he puts up all over the room. And one of them says vaccines contain fetal DNA. And somebody says, well, that statement might not be true. Do all vaccines contain fetal DNA? And he said, no. And then he listed off a couple that do. I don't remember which ones he said. And so I said, well, is the fetal DNA boy or girl DNA? He says all fetal DNA is harvested from girls.
Their lungs.
From their lungs. And I said, okay, so when we take this female fetal DNA and we use it as an adjuvant, or the pharmaceutical company uses it as an adjuvant. So
adjuvants, I think, is the preservative thing.
I thought the adjuvant was a thing that excited the immune system to help, like,
Well, none of us are biologists.
Right.
So
anyways,
let's get back on track. You're essentially asking, what if this is what's making people trans?
Well, or right. Making people confused, or if you're, like, you're injecting boys with female DNA. Then this guy goes into
how... See, I think that's the incorrect way of looking at it. I'm not confused. Nothing made me trans.
Okay.
It's just how I am.
Now, do you believe
he's not, he's not saying you. Just to give an example.
Well, he is. He's like, you're like this because the vaccine industry made you this way.
Well, does it have
I don't
influence?
Mean to sound like that, but there... I mean, would you say that there are people who are confused? Have you met those? Because I think I've met some. I don't think you're confused. You got your head on pretty darn straight. And but I do know some people I went to school with that, like, life has been very much a struggle for them. They had just, like, a lot of issues, and there was a lot of trauma in their lives, and a lot of this aggravation they kind of brought on themselves because they, you know, just hyper overreacted instead of just, like, walking away from situations. There's just a lot of examples, but I don't think we should be injecting female DNA into little boys.
Or anybody else's DNA into a little...
Well, and yeah, that too. I mean, it just sounds like kind of mad scientist-y to me. And
I don't know, because I don't know the science of it.
I don't either.
I don't either.
We just found this out. That it was all female, you know, cells that they're doing to grow. I'm like, whoa, one, that's kind of weird in pro-life people or religious exemptions was because of this.
Right.
You know, and now they're trying to do away with that. And if I had a baby boy... And they're going, you have to take this. Oh, and it's got female DNA in it. And I'm like, whoa, time out. Nope, you got to crown set. I'm like, I'm not feeling good about that.
I get why it sounds bad for sure. But, I mean, dihydrogen monoxide also sounds like a poison.
Right.
And that's just water, right?
Yeah.
So it may not necessarily be as certain anti-vax people would paint it as. You know, because biology is weird and chemistry is weird.
Yes, it is. I don't need the crown practicing on my kids. And Big Pharma. No.
Excellent point. 855-450-3733. What do you think about vaccinations? Are they actually a problem? 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556, or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, icagoldsilver.com.
Do you ever feel like you're in jail, a virtual jail, because of your job or maybe your current relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.